Well, good afternoon again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here from my home studio in Takapuna in Auckland. We've moving to level two tonight, so if we could cross the bridge, we could probably record from the studio. But anyway, happy to do it here from home. A programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can enjoy it, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, Wellington Sunday night, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. We've got plenty of good music tonight. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, and not good in Dublin, back to nearly a level three, which we've been used to here, and huge numbers across the water. Anyway, we'll start off tonight with Sean O'Shea and I Know My Love. Shay there, and I Know My Love, and we'll dedicate that to regular listener down in the South Island there, Kathleen Lawler. Hopefully you're enjoying the programme, Kathleen, and Sean O'Shea, good Cork man, singing, getting the programme off to a good start tonight. If you've tuned in, welcome along. Oliver Lee is my name, and as I've been doing nearly since March, updating you on latest figures from Ireland, and today there was 334 confirmed cases in Ireland and 174 of them in Dublin. So Dublin moved into a level 3 lockdown last Friday night at midnight, which means that the pubs not serving food aren't allowed to open, and the pubs that are serving food can only do takeaways, and they can open if they've got a garden bar. And obviously a lot of people very upset that our Dublin has moved into kind of a semi-lockdown. But the health authority said if they didn't do it, the cases could get out of control. And there's still a fairly sizable increase every day of the number of people being admitted to hospital. And there's further outbreaks in Waterford, Louth and Donegal. But obviously Dublin has been a worry. And part of it is because people are not following the guidelines. They're not wearing masks. And despite the fact that pubs were closed at the weekend, people were partying, and there was a couple of incidents in the city that shocked the health officials. And in fact, most of the cases here, I've seen a story here saying that there was 190 cases in Dublin related to house parties in Ireland over the weekend. So Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who seems to have been listened to more attentively in the last last week, he's come out with a State of the Nation address, and then he was on Irish radio on Saturday and he gave a good interview, and he's basically more thorough in his explanations, and he's saying, right, we can put all the regulations and everything into place, but it's up to the people of Ireland to follow the guidelines. And yes, of course, nobody wants to be locked down, but this is what has to be done to beat this virus. And Britain tonight announced fairly draconian measures, and pubs closing there at 10 o'clock, and people urged to work from home. And if they don't, who knows what's going to happen soon. But yeah, we're lucky here in New Zealand. Most of you listening tonight are in level 1 around the country. Auckland going into level 2 tonight, and hopefully in 2 weeks' time we'll get back to level 1. And I haven't checked today to see how many figures, but I'll do that now. But up next, we'll go with Luke Kelly. Thank you for the days.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. Now you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. Just be sorrow, then it rains. Thank you for today. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I don't regret a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. You can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. Thank you for today. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
Luke Kelly there, and thank you for the days. And what a beautiful day it is here in Auckland, just recording this programme just after 1 o'clock here on Wednesday, the 23rd of September. And a beautiful sunshiny day out there. And of course, I think our clocks go forward this weekend. So there'll be a 12-hour gap between here and Ireland. And then they go back in a few weeks' time, and there'll be a 13-hour gap. But 50 years ago today, the arms trial was on. And obviously this rocked the government, and Jack Lynch had to sack three of his ministers, Charlie Haughey, Neil Blaney and Kevin Boland. And I see current Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, she pledges to release as appropriate records of the 1970 arms trial. She's pledged to renew and release as appropriate any records that may exist in her department in relation to the trial. She said, however, it would not be appropriate for her as minister to speculate with regard to matters of that time. She was speaking in the Doyle on the 50th anniversary of the arms trial, which along with the related scandal engulfed the state in the early years of the Troubles and came to be known as the arms crisis. She told Fianna Fáil TD Sean Haughey that it is difficult to see how different accounts can be validated or adjudicated on this remove, particularly from many of those who are involved are no longer in a position to defend themselves. So Mr. Haughey called on the minister to confirm that Sean McStiffon, a member of the Army IRA Army Council, was the informer who told the special branch about the guns being flown into Dublin Airport that foreshadowed the arms crisis. And Miss McAtee should declassify all files relating to the information he provided to the special branch. So obviously that's something that the government and the Minister for Justice will have to think of doing without upsetting too many people. Sinead O'Connor, and Nothing Compares to You.
I go out every night and see the moon.
Yes, that was a big hit that put Sinead O'Connor on the world stage. Nothing compares to you, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us on a Wednesday night here in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon on the Capity Coast, and Sunday night on Wellington Access Radio. And greetings to all the people that are listening in. Picking up new listeners all the time from all around New Zealand and Ireland and England and other parts of the world as well on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, there was great excitement in Ireland on Sunday evening following the footsteps of another great Irish cyclist, Sam Bennett, the Carrick and Shure man. He won the green jersey in the Tour de France. And for those people that don't know what a green jersey is, the yellow jersey means you win the overall race, but there's a points race, so he won so many sprints during the 3 weeks of the race. And obviously there's three or four jerseys. There's the mountain jersey, and then there's a points green jersey for the points, so he got that. So he was up on the stage, and he obviously won two stages as well. Very unlucky, he could have won three. But winning the final stage was a dream for him, especially wearing the green jersey and a green cap and obviously flying the flag from Ireland. But because of the times we're in, not able to travel home and to be fated like the previous great cyclist from Carrick and Shure, Sean Kelly. And he would hope that he could get back for the Irish Nationals are on in 2 weeks' time in October in Limerick, but he's not sure whether or not he'd be able to get back for them. So great news to him, and fantastic achievement. He's been cycling now for over 10 years. He's 29, and but it took success a while to come, but he's delighted, and he's not in it to make a pile of money or anything like that. He just it was a significant milestone for him to be able to achieve what was his dream. And speaking of sport, the Irish Golf Open kicks off tomorrow night in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. It's been played this year, but it'll be covered extensively on TV, but nobody able to go along and see it. Shamrock Rovers last week, they went down to Inter, was it Inter Milan or AC Milan? Anyway, one of the Milans 2-0, but it was a good game. Dundalk have advanced to the next round of the European Championships that they're in. And they're away, just away games, either away or at home this year, not a home and away fixture. But there's still quite a worrying aspect to playing sport, because I see here that West Ham manager David Moyes and two of his players have been diagnosed with COVID-19 tonight. And of course, the Gaelic Games Championships are taking place in Ireland. Club matches at the moment, they'll be finished inside the next couple of weeks. And we'll run through some of the results that have come through. Of course, a little extra people allowed to go and watch the games in outside of Dublin, but Dublin, because of it being an alert level 3, not able to people, big numbers, I mean big numbers, 200 or 500 people at big stadiums aren't allowed to play. And finally, Colm Kavanagh, the great Tyrone player, he basically decides that it's time to hang up his shoes. And he's obviously been playing with Tyrone for a long time. He's won an All-Ireland title in 2008, and he won All-Star Awards since 2017 and 2018. And I see another Tyrone man who's been playing over in Australia has decided to pack up Aussie rules and head back home. And finally, I see Galway veteran Gary Sice. He's in his mid-30s, 36-year-old, has decided to come back into the Galway setup for the All-Ireland Championships. Cora Finn into the another All-Ireland or another county championship final, and that game I think will be played on either Sunday or Sunday week. Right, move on, see what else we've got here on the music front. And Christy Moore, An Ordinary Man. Oh no, we'll go with Ordinary Man. Right, take it away, Christy.
Love does not describe what I feel. I learned this song in Grimsby over in England about 1987. It was during the Thatcher era. There was all kinds of things happening over in England, but I'll say one thing about Thatcher. Some fantastic songs were written during her reign. And this one was written by Peter Hames. It's called The Ballad of an Ordinary Man.
man. Nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family in my home. They say the times are hard, and they handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. But when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down. They'll tear it down. I never missed a dinner, went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. With a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and the good. And the owner says he's sad to see that things got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let it lose. He still smokes a cigar, he can ride a brand new car. Still he takes his family on a cruise, he'll never lose. It seems to me a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent, I can't afford the rent. One laugh at the rich, one laugh at the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some works as I make my way. Everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so couldn't I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watched my darling wife trying to make the best of life. God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we're faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive this stripped me of dignity and pride. You stripped me bare. You stripped me bare. No work today. No work today.
Yes, the man himself there, Christy Moore, and his version of Ordinary Man, that recording live. Well, I'm just looking here at the latest editions of the Irish papers, which have popped up on my iPad here. And the Cork Examiner, Irish Examiner, as it's known now, its front headlines has court giving nuns more time to find new lodgings. This has got a New Zealand connection. Two nuns who faced eviction from their self-built rural retreat for breaching planning laws have been given till June next year to find alternative lodgings, with the Cork County Council asked to see if it can find a solution. So Sister Irene Gibson, a Carmelite nun of the Holy Faith of Jesus, has been she was convicted last December of a breach, and the other nun that's with her is Sister Patricia. Is it? She's originally from New Zealand. And there's pictures of the two nuns covered in black veils. They look like Middle Eastern people with burqas on. And they're leaving Sister Irene Gibson and Sister Anne-Marie. Sister Anne-Marie comes from New Zealand. And they're basically being told next June to move and find new accommodation. Right, partners to remain excluded in some hospital. No guarantee postcode lottery will end in maternity hospitals. Special response groups set up in Cork City during the lockdown are ready to reconvene if the situation worsens in the city. This is relating to COVID. 13 female senators report sexual harassment. and confusion over sports restrictions in Dublin. The interpretation of level 3 restrictions in Dublin has come in for some criticism, with the GAA permitting all adult games to go ahead while soccer is only allowing for elite players. And Zig and Zag, God help us, are returning to the screens. More than 15 years since its last episode was broadcast, A Firm Irish Favourite is set to return to the screens this winter. Obviously RTE digging back programmes that were popular. I'm just looking here at the Irish Times has popped up as well. We'll have a look. And there are the two nuns again. They're coming out of the courthouse in Cork yesterday. Obviously being told by the judge, you've got till June next year. Virus should be let spread, says Swedish expert. And Republican senators clear way for Trump's court pick. This is a court relating to the appointment of a new Supreme Court judge to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the weekend, RBG. And I was reading yesterday, I think I forget which president it was, but some presidents never appoint anybody to the Supreme Court because the people that are appointed are there for life. But Trump, if he gets his way with this appointment, that'll be four judges he'll have appointed to the Supreme Court during his 4-year term. And of course, getting very messy over there with the election not too far away. So the weather in Ireland, cool and bright with sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of between 11 and 14 degrees with a light breeze. Right, we'll move on with music. We might come back and look at the farming section of the paper after we come back after this song. We might go for we had Sean O'Shea, Brian Byrne, The Parting Glass. Nice version of it here.
Of all the money that I spend it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that have I
Yes, that's Brian Byrne there and his version of The Parting Glass. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh loved his farming and cattle, so we'll have a look at the farming section of the Irish Independent yesterday. I'm looking for it here now in my list of papers here that are on my iPad. Yeah, here we go. There's a picture of a couple of lads having a cup of tea, having a well aired and rest in Castle Warden, County Kildare. Patrick Morden Wright and Oisín Marr take a break from harvesting spring barley, and they look like they have all we can see is the front part of the combine, but it certainly looks like an old model combine harvester. And speaking of that, I see that the Ministry for Agriculture here is going to allow contractors to come in to New Zealand to drive the heavy machinery, especially in Southland and all over the areas where silage and harvesting needs specialised drivers and operators. They'll be allowed to bring in, I think, about 50, 60 Irish lads come in every year to do the season here. And of course, they'll leave Ireland after a busy season over there. Now, what else is in the farming section here? It says, Banner, meat plant did not have backing of department. Serious misgivings at Agriculture House over the proposal's ability to meet standards and about the need for extra processing capacity. Big story there. Right, ploughing on. The National Ploughing Championship Chairman Mick Mahon, Managing Director Anna May McHugh and President James Sutton with Land Rovers at Rathniska for the announcement of the 68th World Ploughing and 90th National Ploughing Championships next year from the 15th to the 18th of September. Feed ration prices to remain as ingredient costs surge. There's a nice picture here. Back in business, publican Gene O'Callaghan at the historic Diamond Bar in Ballinabloe in County Cork gets ready for the reopening as COVID restrictions ease in most of the country. The bar was the headquarters for the IRA before they carried out the ambush of Michael Collins. Key agri courses cut back due to lack of sponsors and applicants. Farmer fined after buying red water treatment in the north. And a nice picture here of straw being loaded onto a big trailer at Ballyroan, County Leash. So certainly some beautiful weather last week. That's been good. Store lambs straight off the hills hit a 10-year price high. Strongest prices for a decade are being reported for store lambs off the hills, with producers netting between 20 and 25 euro per head premium this year on the back of phenomenal farming demand. So that's good for the farmers. And moving on here, more pictures of combine harvesters. The harvest party I never planned, just another of the challenges of modern farming. And Kerrygold style brand is needed to save our suckler beef sector. And of course, one of the most popular brands, Kerrygold. Bourbonia initiative back in the 60s. Tony O'Reilly was the man that came up with wrapping butter in silver paper and calling it Kerrygold. No regrets here, says William Cassidy, who switched from a mixed enterprise to a dairy farm in 2018. And having switched to dairy in 2018, the Leash farmer has found it easier to operate single enterprise than three he previously managed on his mixed farm. He used to have 60 sucklers, 220 early lambing ewes and 50 acres of tillage, but now he just has dairy cows except for a few lambs. And obviously the milk price this year would be in New Zealand certainly looking good, and I'm sure it's the same over in Ireland. He said he milked 120 cows this year, and next year he hopes to have 140. Turning up the heat in the battle to cut farm emissions, and we know that was debated here last night on the leaders debate in New Zealand, and obviously that's an issue for Irish farmers to deal with. And the minute I set foot on this farm, I knew it was where I wanted to live and die. Glasgow woman Isabel Rowish and her mother have built up a farm business from scratch on a 34 acre holding in the hills of Donegal, and there's a picture of her there with one of her billy goats on the farm in Gorta Hawk and County Donegal, and she's got some piglets and everything. So we scraped together all the money we had and we managed to buy that piece of land. Righto, we'll move on. And a special long distance dedication going out to good friends of mine who, after 10 years of courting, got engaged on a beach in Donegal this afternoon. So to Eugene and Eileen, congratulations, and we wish you all the best. And Eugene is a man that knows his music, so we'll pick out something here for him now that I'm sure he'll like this. Fallen slowly, so hopefully, Eileen, you didn't fall slowly after Eugene popped the question. But here you are, Glenn Hansard, Markita Glova. Yes, Glenn Hansard there, and Markita Erglova, and that song won an Emmy Award or Grammy a number of years ago, and that's a dedication to good friends Eugene McDonough and Eileen Harrington, who decided after 10 years walking out together they'd get married. So congratulations, and Eugene and Eileen, regular listeners to Ireland Calling here, which is the programme you're listening to. We're 42 minutes and 20 seconds gone. And the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. See, Van Morrison got into a spot of bother with the authorities in Northern Ireland. He's written a few songs, anti-COVID. So there's a cartoon in the Irish Times today, which is the Irish government's and it looks like, I'm pretty sure it's Morrison that they're, and now the acting chief medical officer will growl the latest figures and play a bit of saxophone in the hope of getting through to some people. Yeah, it's definitely having a dig at Van Morrison. Right, well, at the weekend, everybody thought with the rugby back in front, no crowds, obviously, but everybody thought it was just a matter for Leinster turning up for the quarter-final of the Champions League or Heineken Cup. But alas, it didn't work out that way, and the Saracens team that are being kicked out of the top team, top premiership in the UK because of overspending and everything, they came over to Dublin without their master, first 5-8, Owen Farrell, and everybody thought that they would be well beaten by Leinster, but it didn't work out like that, and Saracens literally dominated the game from start to finish. So they go on, and they're playing Racing 92. There's a couple Irish connections there, Donica Ryan and Simon Zeebo, and Exeter, other English team, will take on Toulouse. Toulouse too good for Ulster in the other match. The other big sporting event at the weekend was the US Open, and disappointment for the Irish players, Lowry and McIlroy. Well, Lowry claims to be Irish, definitely Irish. McIlroy, Northern Irish, and he obviously had a top 10 finish, but Lowry didn't make... Oh, he made the cut, but he had a disastrous third and fourth day. But he's back, one of the big stars, only stars, I think, playing in the Irish Open this weekend. This starts this week tomorrow up in Northern Ireland. I forget, it's not one of the top courses, but of course nobody allowed there to watch the game over the next 4 days. The GAA is facing a second quake, the cost of a split season. The weekend almost felt normal. You could sit down at lunchtime on Saturday and wrap a sports bubble around you for the rest of it. There was 10 hours of Premier League football, 9 hours of US Open golf. There was Germany-Ireland as women's soccer. There was Leinster-Saracens, and there was a Limerick hurling final. And there was an unbelievable time trial in the Tour de France, and later, much later, NBA playoffs. But in the dog days of April and May, that sort of Saturday was a pipe dream. And this is Hugh Clerken, I think, or Malachy Clerken, writing in the Irish Times. And what else? Lowry heads to Galgorm Castle with positives to take away from wing foot. I'll just see here, devastated Leinster defeat has distinctly Anglo feel to it. But all the, this is Thornley writing in the Irish Times, and he was one of the cheerleaders for Leinster, and always has been, and obviously got it wrong with his prediction on Saturday. But on Monday, his headline is a bit different. Saracens' loss can fuel a relatively young squad in years to come. And certainly the Leinster squad is very young. And there was Gaelic games. I'm just trying to, normally they'd give the results here, but not all there is. There's a few more here. Knockmore or Mayo's nearly men, no more. Knockmore won 12, briefly 13 points, county championship there. Monaghan County Championship, Scotstown beat Ballybay, won 14 to 7 points. Dungannon in, 64 year wait. Dungannon won 12. Trillick won 12, and after extra time Dungannon win 8-7 on penalties. And there was a bit of controversy here because the crowd, I think there was about 200 people or maybe more in the ground, they all came onto the field afterwards, and they could jeopardise the crowds going to games for other people. The Dublin Senior Hurling Championship Final, Coola 2-20 beat Ballyboden 1-18, and Tipperary Senior Hurling Championship Final, Lochmore 1-28 Kildangan 3-20. That was after extra time, so Kildangan make a bit of history at the death. Limerick Senior Hurling Championship Final, La Piercy, oh, too strong for Doon, 5-27 to 1-12. Wicklow Senior Football Championship Final, Bolton Glass 1-13, Tinnehaley 1-9. And we remember the great man from Tinnehaley, the great jeweller Colin Brennan, who lived in New Zealand for many years, and he'd be very pleased that Tinnehaley got to the county final. I think they were intermediate and junior in his days. So I remember Colin, and I'm sure there's many person around Auckland wearing rings that he made when he lived here. Okay, let's move on, and we'll hit another button here and see what we've got coming up here. We'll go with the Chieftains and Carolyn's Concerto. Thank you. Lovely piece of music there, Carolyn's Concerto from the Chieftains, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, that was on there. Just had a look at the local papers here. The Herald reporting that there's 3 new cases in New Zealand today, and they're not linked to the Auckland cluster. They're related to the man that got COVID on that plane coming back after being in isolation for 2 weeks. So a little bit of a worrying time there for New Zealand, but certainly wouldn't Ireland love to be having 3 cases announced every day rather than the big numbers that have been announced over the last few weeks that has put the country, especially Dublin, into alert level 3. And obviously that's happening for the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks to go, and worrying time for people living there. Let's go back and have another look at continuing some of the papers here. Retailers are creaking under lockdown rents, say industry. The government to publish a code of practice as lobbyists push for rent reforms. And certainly, you know, many people who have been getting some rent relief are now having to pay full rent. It's tough. I see here a big English publican, J.D. Weatherspoon. Pubs may cut 400 to 450 UK airport jobs. There was a nice story in the paper yesterday about a scientist in Trinity College Dublin, and he's one of the experts that's been interviewed on RTE as well. He was involved in a business that's been bought out by Roche, the big pharmaceutical conglomerate, for over 400 million, and him and an Australian scientist, physicist, are going to share about 26 million between the two of them. So that's good news. And this man plays guitar for his students and has played at the Trinity Ball from time to time. So a nice story there. I'm just looking here through the Irish Times, looking at their sports section today. Gordon D'Arcy, former Irish and Leinster player, Saracens and their big game Hunters showed again they have the template to beat Leinster. And Laporte investigation includes the 2023 World Cup process. French rugby chief held for questioning by French financial police. France's successful bid for the 23 World Cup, beating off competition from Ireland and South Africa, is understood to be part of an investigation by the French financial police, which led to the French rugby union president Bernard Laporte being called into the Parisian offices for questioning early today. It'll be interesting to see. I thought that only went on in FIFA, with backhanders being paid to these people. Rugby Pro 14 teams will have to hire private planes to keep the show on the road. That's for next year. Dundalk's opponent Sheriff started on the wrong side of the law. There's a picture of a Soviet tanks as stands as a monument in the centre of Tiraspol, capital of the self-proclaimed Moldovan Republic. This must be where Dundalk's Sheriff, Tiraspol, champions of Moldova, and Dundalk are playing them in the next round of the UEFA Europa Cup, the second tier competition. What else? Lots of coverage there about English soccer and Tour de COVID. Cheer, clap and don't ask questions. Joy at the completion of this year's delayed race has faded with news that one of the team's hotel rooms has been searched. And the Donegal Senior Football Championship final has been postponed until the 7th of October. That's between Neva Connell and Kilcare, as a result of one of the players testing positive for COVID-19. And finally here, 2013 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final. This summer, London tore up the script to enjoy their season in the sun. London manager Paul Coggins is being carried by jubilant team members after victory over Sligo on the 26th of May 2013 in the Connacht Football Championship quarterfinals in Ruislip. And below, London's Sean Kelly and Danny Ryan celebrate at the final whistle after their victory over Leitrim on June the 30th in the Connacht Senior Football Championship replay in Dr. Hyde Park in Roscommon. So obviously great celebrations there. The summer of 2013, 7 years ago, on the first Sunday in April, the London footballers finished out yet another grueling league campaign with yet another defeat. And that's obviously the story about London's success back in the Connacht Championship in 2013. We'll move on with a bit more music, and we've got not long to go. I'll come back and wrap up after this. In fact, I'm going to have to wrap up now. I'm going to look here and go with the song that will take us through to the end, because we've just got over 4 minutes left on the programme. So thank you again for tuning in and listening to Ireland Calling programme, which is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you've enjoyed the programme. And we'll leave you tonight with the Fury Brothers, When You Were Sweet 16.
I saw you.